At the November 15th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Commissioner Jesse Gross-Close announced that the West Virginia Public Service Commission, or PSC, and representatives from Frontier Communications will hold a public meeting with the citizens of the county who have been experiencing problems with Frontier's landline telephone service. This meeting will be held at the Marlington Town Hall at 12 noon on Tuesday, December the 13th. The PSC has held similar public meetings in other counties, and when citizens bring their service complaints to Frontier at these meetings, the PSC will track Frontier's remedial actions and ensure that Frontier fixes those problems. Gross-Close said that the PSC did advise that only landline telephone problems can be handled at the meeting, since the PSC has no jurisdiction over complaints about Frontier's internet service. Gross-Close said that for people who are unable to physically attend the December 13th meeting, it will be available as a Zoom meeting, and also a mailing address and an email address will be posted for people to send in their service complaints. Additionally, the commissioners named the projects on which they are planning to spend the county's approximately $1.6 million American Rescue Plan, or ARP, funds. $1 million of that money will be for building a new courthouse annex, $276,135.18 of that money will be to meet broadband local grant matches if needed. $35,000 will go to the Family Refuge Center, $1,500 to the Child Youth Advocacy's Emergency Family Fund, $200,000 towards the Thornwood Water Project, $17,500 to the PMH Water Feasibility Study, $17,500 to the PMH Sewer Feasibility Study, and $25,000 to the Tannery Lift Station. The commissioners also estimated how they intend to spend the $2,485,767.80 they will receive from the U.S. Treasury as part of the Local Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund, or LATCF. These funds were also provided under a provision of the American Rescue Plan Act. The county has already received the first half of their LATCF money, with the remaining to be received in 2023. The commission plans to utilize those LATCF funds as follows: an additional $500,000 towards the courthouse annex building, $1.7 million towards building a new 911 EMS building up near the hospital out of the flood zone, $40,000 towards establishing a drug dog unit in the sheriff's department, provided that the sheriff wants to do that, an additional $200,000 for broadband. Since there are no limitations on how a county spends LATCF funds, they intend to keep the remaining $45,767.80 as a reserve in the county general fund. Additionally, the commissioners decided to remove an estate administrator and will appoint an executor curator for the Lanty McNeil estate. They asked Securitech to provide them with estimates on a service contract for the county's telephone system and for estimates on upgrading their current telephone system. And finally, they asked Commissioner Rubinsky to obtain estimates of the cost to prepare the site for the new 911 EMS building. That is, what it might cost to level the ground and clear any trees that need to be removed. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.